Hello, this is Catch the Flavor, Youth Radio. I'm your host, Jacob, and we are here with Alish from the organization Equal Justice Canada. And we are going to be discussing a conference that is happening tomorrow.
Hello.
Hi, Ali, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
Good.
Right.
And we are just going to discuss what does the Equal Justice Canada organization do?
Yes, we are a not-for-profit organization, and what we do is we provide legal services through referrals and through hands-on needs-based services to people who cannot access the justice system. Either they have a very bad lawyer, or they're unable to get the help they need from their lawyer. Perhaps they feel targeted by the criminal justice system. Maybe they don't have the money or they don't have the knowledge. What we've found is if people are poor, they don't have a support system, and they don't know what the justice system is like. They are the ones who suffer the most and seem to have the most contact with the justice system. So Equal Justice Canada, what we do is we act as an advocate, a support system, a go-between for those individuals. For example, we have a roster of lawyers who are very, very good, who will take legal aid. We have a 24-hour landline that takes calls when people call from the police station or the jail and need advice right away. If someone's been treated unjustly in the court system, we also are able to find them a pro bono lawyer. So we really are an advocate organization that tries to create some equality within the justice system.
And what is the which age group do you specifically target?
Pardon?
The age group does Equal Canada
Yeah,
Justice
we
Canada
do
serve?
not have an age limit. I mean, we have had clients as young as 10 years old who are looking for standing in the court system, and we also represent seniors.
And also, can you explain Section 52 of the Child and Family Services Act just a little more? Hello?
Pardon?
Sorry. I'm looking at the Section 52 of the Child and Family Services Act. Is it okay if you just explain that a little bit to us, please? Hello?
You're looking at the conference for tomorrow?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the conference for tomorrow is called Empowering Students. And the whole idea of that conference is providing students with the tools and the skills and the knowledge and the opportunities that they need to be empowered and feel that they can achieve their goals and they can succeed within this society. Everyone needs someone to open that door, someone maybe even to provide a tutor, someone to talk to, someone to provide a mentor, someone to help them find a job, someone to provide a supportive environment. And Empowering Students Conference is all about where are the resources, what are they, what do you need to succeed? How can you stay out of the criminal justice system in an environment where maybe there's just too much crime? So that is really what that conference is about. How do you get to the next level of success when it seems like there are so many challenges or things that are holding you back?
Hi, and where's the conference located?
Pardon, the conference is tomorrow, Tuesday, April 4th. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's at the Miles Nadal Jewish Community Center, and that is right across from the Spadina subway station. So it's at the corner of Spadina and Bloor. It is completely free, and there is a free pizza lunch as well from 12:30 to 1:15.
Right. And I'm also just wondering, have you had any workshops or conferences related
Have
to
we had, pardon?
I'm just wondering, have you had any workshops or conferences like related to just working with children and youth in the past?
Yes. Related to children and youth, pardon?
Just like any topics that are affecting children and youth like presently.
Children and youth in conflict with the law, or
Oh, just like many topics. Like
many
with the law,
topics?
like self-care, maybe just schooling.
Schooling?
Oh no, just like topics such as like stuff youth and children are facing today, such as like the example you brought, like youth and the law, just like what's happening with them in school, maybe just like employment. We're having some technical difficulties at the moment. And we're back with Ali from Equal Justice Canada. Just wondering, Ali, are you there?
Hello?
DeAndre, I'm
Okay,
here.
yeah, we're gonna talk. We're gonna start now. Okay.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you.
So I think we were discussing the question about the workshop that's happening and just some of the youth and children programs that were hosted or in the past with the organization, and we're just wondering if some of the topics that were covered in the past workshops.
Yes, of course. One subject that we covered during Black History Month was poverty and justice, because there is a link between poverty and justice in terms of the resources and the just essentially the basic needs that you have access to live each day, your ability to succeed in school, the type of school you go to, the type of teachers you have, their ability to understand you and connect with you and help support you through the difficult challenges. I mean, those are all issues. And if a child is not connecting with school and not engaging in school and not succeeding in school, they become bored and they seek other things that, could lead them to a road of crime. There's also behavior issues in terms of bullying. You know, we tell kids that even, throwing something at someone, whether it hits them or not, is assault. Pushing someone, even teasing them is criminal harassment. And what happens is nobody tells them these things at a young age. So they develop these behaviors, and then as they become adults, it puts them in the criminal justice system because they are charged criminally under the criminal code. So there are all those issues, and really it's just about knowing the law, understanding the law, and being determined that no matter what your circumstances are or no matter what your situation is, that you are not going to do anything that could get you in trouble with the law. You're not going to give up control of your life. So it's about having discipline from a very young age and making right choices from a young age. I'm not going to tease that child. I'm not going to push that child. I'm not going to throw anything. I'm not going to, steal that chocolate bar. I'm just going to choose the straight and narrow path because I don't want the other path, which is jail, which is problems with youth detention centers, being kicked out of school, etc. So our goal is just to educate, students about some of the behaviors that can lead to a life of crime, and also just help them make different choices.
And at the workshops, how engaged are the youth in the
They're incredibly engaged. We use a variety of methods to engage them. We use a lot of music. We use a lot of poetry. We have dancing. We have a variety of speakers, so they're not with the same speaker for the entire day because maybe students learn differently. We also have visuals. We have contests and competitions that they can participate in and actually win cash prizes or other prizes for. We also have, teamwork and team efforts. So we've found that the conferences have been very dynamic and very exciting and inspiring for students.
And how many you tend to show up at these workshops?
Our audience has ranged from 150 to 500. So, yeah, the smallest number we've had is 150, and the largest number has been 500. However, you know, we're also open to doing smaller groups as well. I suppose it's just a matter of, you know, time and staff availability and demand, really.
And what are some of the keynote speakers that have come to these events just to share some of the information they would like to give to the youth that attend?
We had one keynote speaker who had actually been in and out of jail from the time he was 15, and now he's a criminal lawyer. And he was a really good speaker that a lot of the children and youth could relate to because he was able to completely change his life. We can't be chained. We can't be limited by our past. We all make mistakes. We all have a past. But if we decide today that we want to change our lives, that we want to make different choices, we can. And I think that's why his message is so important, because he made the decision that he wanted to change his friends. He wanted to change his life. He wanted to change his behavior. And he wanted to become a lawyer and help other people like him make those changes also. Right. So his name is initial H. dot Roy Wellington, Wellington. We have another lawyer named Mitchell Warsoff, and he's speaking about the state is not your friend. And I think too often we think that, you know, the government, the laws that govern us, even our school system is our friend, but it really isn't. Just because we operate within a structure and we operate within a box, and anyone who doesn't operate within that box or doesn't follow the rules within that box, the state, the system, the school system can turn against you very, very quickly. So it's important to understand that, and it's important to, you know, find ways to avoid going out of that box unnecessarily. We all are creative. We all are unique. But there are ways and opportunities to be unique within the system that allows you to succeed. And then once you succeed, it's very easy to make changes, because then you have your education, you have your degree, you have your job. You can get involved in changing society in a way that is not harmful to you or doesn't prevent you from succeeding.
All right. And how do you see your Equal Justice Canada making a difference locally, globally, and...
I think we're really based on prevention. You know, we have workshops for students in grades 3 and up, and a lot of people, I mean, unfortunately, if someone gets involved with the legal system, they don't know that, number one, you need a good lawyer. They don't know that, number two, you need somebody, you know, to come down to the courthouse and bail you out. You need a place to live. You know, if you don't have those two things, there's something known as the Toronto Bail Program, who can find you a place to live, and they can be your surety so you don't have to stay in jail. Very often they don't know who a good lawyer is. They choose the wrong lawyer. And if you choose the wrong lawyer, that's another way you stay in jail. A lot of people plead to crimes they didn't commit. And once you start pleading to crimes that you didn't commit, you have a criminal record that stays with you forever, and you are in the system and you are targeted. So it's best to avoid a criminal record at all costs. Things like, where do I go to get a job? What services are available to me? If I'm a youth and I've had a fight with my parent, where can I go? Where can I turn? How can I get support? How can I stay in school? Unfortunately, youth are becoming more and more homeless. They're having conflict with their family. They're ending up on the streets. People prey on them. They introduce them to drugs. they prostitute them. They make them sell their bodies, or they make them sell drugs, or they make them steal, and or they become drug and alcohol addicts. They need to know that there are supports available that will help them resolve the conflict at home so that they can stay at home, because that's the number one goal. However, if they can't stay at home, we can provide them with a safe place to stay where they won't have to sell their body, where they won't have to do drugs, where they won't have to steal. So I think we are really a resource that understands a lot of the dangers on the street, a lot of the dangers in the criminal justice system, how you end up there, how adults end up there, and we try to just get them to make other choices so that they can have a positive life and contribute positively to society, because we all want a better society. We all want success for everybody. There shouldn't just be success for people of a certain race or from certain families. There should be success for everybody. And how do we achieve that? We achieve that by teaching people about the system, because I really think that we need to understand the system in order to succeed.
All right. And what organizations are you partnered with?
We partner with the Elizabeth Fry Society that deals with women and young girls and helps them find a safe place to live and jobs and provides workshops. We're also working with the various school boards so that, you know, students who aren't doing well within the regular school system, there are alternative schools that are available. We also work with Legal Aid Canada or Ontario for people who need a lawyer or don't have a lawyer or need to know, you know, who are the good lawyers that will get them back on the right track. We also work with a variety of different services, Shepherd's Hope, different youth services. There's Boost, which is another youth service. We also have connections to the detention centers as well as some mental health institutions like CAMH, Ontario Shores, St. Joseph's Mental Health Hospital, as well as rehab programs.
Right. And thank you so much for coming in today to speak on Radio Regent. I'm happy that you discussed the
It's my pleasure. And again, the event tomorrow, Empowering Students, is all about giving students the tools, the confidence, and the knowledge to succeed within the system and society as it exists today, and just to keep them on a straight and narrow path out of the criminal justice system. There will also be free pizza. The lunch hour for us is from 12:30 to 1:10 past 1. Our office number is 416-901-5355. And, you know, just we hope that students and people can learn about the justice system so that they will stay out of it. It's not the life for anyone.
Thank you so much, Ali. If you want to learn more about Equal Justice Canada, the website is equaljusticecanada.ca. Also, if you want to like to email the organization, the email is info@equaljusticecanada.ca. And even if you want to drop into the center, they are located at 600 Bay Street, Suite 302 in Toronto, Ontario. And thank you so much, Ali, and have a good day.
Thank you, DeAndre. You too. Bye-bye.